This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
Welcome to this latest Edgar story on the G4D player Adam Dalton from Jersey, who, as you will hear, is doing some wonderful things to help grow awareness for all the health benefits of golf. His way of playing the game is exciting, and through this he is showing other young people just how much sport can help with confidence, a feeling of well-being and finding the fun in life. We thank Adam for sharing his story here. Find other articles on golf at www.edgargolf.com. So, without further ado, we hope you enjoy our latest feature.
Adam Dalton, a 20-year-old golfer from Jersey in the Channel Islands, is fast becoming one of the most inspirational figures in the world of disability sport. Born with congenital limb deficiency, CLD, Adam lives with the challenges of underdeveloped arms, no hands, and growth-related issues in his legs that cause ongoing back pain. Rather than hold him back, these challenges have fueled his determination to succeed on and off the course. He lives by a simple but powerful motto: no hands, no limits. Adam first picked up a golf club nearly a decade ago during what began as a casual trip to the driving range. "We weren't sure how I was going to do it," he recalls, "but straight away I tucked the club under my arm and I was loving it from the first ball I hit. That moment of joy sparked a passion that would go on to shape his future." Since then, Adam has taken his love for golf to the competitive stage, participating in tournaments across the UK and Europe on the Edgar calendar. He plays off a 14 handicap index at the time of writing, and in his first year of net competition, broke into the top 50 of the world ranking for golfers with disability, WR4GD. A standout performance at the English Open saw him finish in an emotional runner-up position. "It was unbelievable," he says. "I was proud of myself for once." Adam's home club, the Royal Jersey, has played an important role in his golfing journey. As a junior, the club helped fund competitions and equipment, laying a solid foundation for his progress. More recently, they waived his adult joining fee, a gesture Adam deeply appreciates. He says, "They have been great at supporting junior players. I'm really grateful." His passion for sport started early on in his life. Before golf took center stage, Adam was a keen footballer, surfer, and horse rider. He even played for his school football teams, both primary and secondary, before his leg pain became more limiting. Today, alongside golf, he focuses on gym work to stay strong and healthy, still enjoying the occasional game of basketball or ping pong with family. While Adam will say he has always been more of a doer than an academic, he takes pride in having achieved his maths and English GCSEs despite facing cognitive learning difficulties. Processing information in high-pressure or unfamiliar environments is a challenge, especially when reliant on others for typing or writing. However, these experiences have only strengthened his resilience. He is determined to do well. Adam's success has not gone unnoticed. In November 2023, he was named Sports Personality of the Year by the Jersey Sports Association for the Disabled, cementing his role as an ambassador for inclusive sport. His mother, Juliet, reflects on how the sport has transformed their lives. She says, "Playing in the disabled events overseas, we've become part of a golfing family that all face similar difficulties. It's opened up our world." That sense of community has become a cornerstone of Adam's journey. He uses his growing platform on social media, on Instagram and TikTok, to share insights, inspire others, and encourage people with disabilities to take up golf. It's not about being the best anymore, he says. It's about doing your best, trying your best. We all have limits. I'm no different from anyone else. Already, several individuals with similar disabilities have reached out to Adam for advice on getting started and sourcing adapted clubs. It is a reminder that visibility matters, and Adam is making sure others understand what's possible. As a competitor, Adam has played in Edgar-supported events in France, Portugal, Ireland, and England in recent times, and his good scoring was rewarded by his qualification for the G4D Tour at the FedEx Open de France Net Tournament in September 2025, where he finished second, and earlier that year in May, the G4D Open at Woburn, staged by the RNA in partnership with the DP World Tour, supported by Edgar. It was at Woburn that Adam was filmed hitting shots and interviewed at length on the practice ground for a special feature for the BBC Breakfast programme that was aired during the week of the championship, further raising awareness of what is possible for young golfers with the right mindset. Just as he wasn't fazed by this experience with the BBC, Adam again showed support to the G4D community by agreeing to be one of six golfers with varying disabilities to take part in an Edgar and Ping coach education series at Ping Europe's state-of-the-art fitting centre in Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, in late 2025. Here, Adam spoke with Edgar's head of coach education and instruction, Mark Taylor, in front of a group of enthusiastic PGA professional coaches, discussing his approach to the game, his challenges, and the solutions he finds. Mark was leading a session on the coaching considerations needed in encouraging golfers with a range of disabilities to start or improve in golf. Ping and Edgar were able to demonstrate their latest research in creating golf equipment to support players. In fact, Ping created the custom-fitted clubs that Adam today uses so well. Adam said of the sessions, "It has been incredible, really. So while we are each unique, it's possible. Golf is possible for anyone." Looking ahead, Adam's goals are clear: to break into the top 10 of the WR4GDNet rankings, to represent England or Europe, and to be ready if and when golf is included in the Paralympic Games. Golf, Adam says, has given him far more than just a competitive outlet. It's built his confidence, given him independence, strengthened his social skills, and introduced him to lifelong friends. Now, he wants to keep showing the world what's possible with courage, consistency, and a little creativity. Adam concludes, "Golf has helped me find my place. I want others to know you can do whatever you set your mind to."
Thanks again to Adam for sharing his story with the Edgar team. You can find many more stories of people with a disability who are thriving through playing golf under Mulligan Stories at www.edgargolf.com. Thank you again for listening.